Hey everybody, welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 90, Disney plus Roblox.
Yeah, so you got a Roblox fanatic here.
Yep, we got our a different co-host, a different man in the room. We got Henry, which is Henry. Randy and my youngest son. And he knows a lot about Roblox and Disney, and I've been pretty impressed with it. So thanks for coming on our show today.
Mm-hmm, thank you. So we're going to talk about, so there's this game called WEG Roblox Walt Disney World. And if you have any kids, you probably know what Roblox is, and they probably asked you to buy Robux a lot.
Yeah. Actual money, not fake money, to buy stuff that you use in your games, right?
Yeah. And so I'm going to start off by talking about some Robux items. So there's one Robux item you can buy. It's called Club 33. And then when you join the game, you get the title Club 33. It's pretty cool.
You remember how much you paid for it?
333 Robux. Whoa.
Okay, give me an idea, like, if you're going to buy, like, a skin or something, like, how much is that a lot of money in Robux money?
In Robux terms, 333 is like, it's enough to get like a skin, but like not like a really good one.
Okay. So you have paid the Robux.
Mm-hmm.
$333, is that you said?
333 Robux.
Okay.
And so in Robux terms, to buy it with real money, it's around like $4, but you can't really buy that exact amount of Robux. You have to buy like 440, I think.
Okay.
And that's like $5 or $6. And so, yeah.
Do you know what real Club 33 is? Why don't you tell our listeners not just in Roblox, I'm going to have a hard time with
Roblox.
This.
Roblox
world. So it's Robux is the money. But Roblox is the game. Anyway, so tell them what you know about Club 33 in real life.
So Club 33, it's like a lounge you have to pay for every year. It's about like, it's pretty expensive, honestly. It's mostly for like celebrities and stuff. A lot of celebrities have Club 33.
And they have a lounge at Disney parks, right?
Yeah. Should I tell them where all the,
where we found all the lounges are?
Yeah, where all of them are.
So it's a little bit more than just the lounges, though. Like, you get, like, admission to the parks, and you can bring guests, and you got these, yeah, the lounges and restaurants. But yeah, tell them where you've discovered where, because it's kind of a little bit of a hidden, like, secret club.
Yeah.
And we are not part of it, in case anyone, you know.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Where
have you seen it? Do you remember where it is at Epcot?
I think so. Oh, yeah, I remember. I'm going to start with Magic Kingdom.
Okay, all right.
So, Magic Kingdom. So, whenever you're about to go to Adventureland? Or is it?
That's at Disneyland.
No, not Adventureland. It's... I had to forget this.
Yeah, you're right. It is Adventureland. Is that where it is? Yeah, that's... It's at both... Yeah, it's at both.
I thought. And so you're walking down the bridge, go to Adventureland, and then there's this tiny little building on your right. And then there's just this tiny pathway. You think it's for like cast members, and you just see a 33 on it.
Yeah.
And
it's like a diamond shaped doorbell or a sign or something with a doorbell. Yeah.
And it's like those fancy letters, like the hooks
33.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know how you get in because I've never even watched a video on it, but I assume you have to like scan like your wristband or something. I don't know. It looks like the scanners to get in the park.
Okay.
And then so for Epcot, where you go, wait, I forgot where Hollywood Studios is, but for Epcot, so Liberty Square and the World Showcase, if you go.
The American Pavilion, you mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Liberty Square. It's all the bricks and stuff.
Liberty Square again.
Well, Liberty Square is at Magic Kingdom. That's one of the lands, you know, like where Hall of Presidents is. But you're thinking at Epcot back where the red brick American Pavilion is, I think.
I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's, I know it's,
I think we've seen it there.
Oh yeah, it is. It's like around to the right of like where you enter. Isn't there like a show in there?
Yeah, there's like a 25-minute audio animatronic show about American history.
Yeah, but there's there's a little like secret door. It's kind of hidden a little. It's probably one of the most obvious ones there. And so
Hollywood Studios is next to Brown Derby. Do you remember that restaurant?
I don't know what Brown Derby is.
It's a restaurant.
You must be derpy in there.
Yeah. Oh goodness. All right, tell us about, do you remember where it is at Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, I remember Animal Kingdom. You can tell them about Africa. I mean, not. Oh, yeah, I said Africa because, so, the Club 33 in Animal Kingdom, it's in the Africa, what do you call it?
Like halfway,
area?
Yeah.
Africa area?
Yeah.
And so, like, there's this little tiny gate that you walk to. If you've ever been to Epcot and you've been to the Butterfly Pavilion, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, where like it's a tiny pathway to go through.
Yeah.
It's kind
of
like
that.
Off
the beaten path, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and then, so.
And then at Disneyland, it's actually in New Orleans Square, so that's it is there. Anyway, we are not part of Club 33, so let's get back to Roblox. I said it right. Yeah. So you are part of Club 33 at this, what's the name of the game again, in case someone wants to play it?
So it's capital WED for Walt Elias Disney, and then the rest of it's Walt Disney World Roblox. I'm not sure if that's Robux in, but I know it's Walt Disney World.
Okay.
And then, I think that's what it is. It's in the group who made it. If your kids are listening to this and they know what a group is in Roblox, the group is WED Imagineering.
Oh my goodness, how clever.
Yeah, and so all the perks you get from Club 33, I think it's worth it. And so I think that whenever you, let's talk about like the hub first. So like whenever you join the game, there's this little like area where So whenever you scan to the park, there's, like, those things for, like, getting into rides. For, like, because, like, you press this and then you teleport to a new game. It's not a new game, but, like, it's...
But the first place you go to is the hub, and then you kind of have to pick another destination there.
Yeah, okay. So there's all of the parks there. So there's Animal Kingdom. We'll talk about all the rides, but... So there's Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, so there's all the parks. And then Hollywood Studios and Epcot.
Yeah.
But... Also, there's a merch shop where they have, like Avatar shirts and, like, not Avatar, but, like, you know what I mean. Like, your Avatar for Roblox.
Right, not Avatar at Disney, not the ride.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's, yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
They have, like, a UGC shop where you can buy, like, different, like, shirts and, like, shorts and like backpacks and hats.
What all have you paid for? What all have you bought?
Probably like at least like 300 Robux worth of
you. What kind of stuff? I feel like I've watched
shirts. Most of it's on. So I bought a Sorcerer Mickey hat, and I also bought like a Mickey backpack. It's pretty cool. I think you get your money worth. I mean, the Mickey backpack's a little expensive, but I think it's pretty cool.
Okay.
So. And then also there's a Club 33 lounge in the hub, because the whole park's not there on all the rides.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. I mean, so basically creators are going in there and like... But they're building something that looks like it, but they have to do it from scratch in their game, right?
Yeah, that's the problem. So like, I think they're very talented, their crew. They have a lot of people working on it too. Like, if you've ever... You can, like, see, like, all the Imagineers and, like, all, like, the managers and stuff for the game.
Yeah.
And there's
a
whole Discord server for it, too. I'm in it, even though I'm not 13.
And you're saying it on the air here. Okay.
And,
Because you just want to, like, talk to the people?
Yeah, that's the only reason I really want to get Discord is for that, because I want to see, like, whenever, like, new rides and stuff are coming out, and for, like, also, for Club 33, there's a preview for like new rides, upcoming rides. And so recently this new ride, Dinosaurs, came out. It's pretty funny how
it's retiring at the actual park. Yeah.
And it just came out, like, I think it was January 25th.
So you're saying, like, in Discord, that's how you found out, like, there was on New Year's Day fireworks shows and stuff. Is that kind of where you find out that information?
Yeah. And what's pretty cool, too, is, there was, for New Year's, which was, like, 2 months ago, it's a pretty long time ago, there was a whole fireworks show in the hub, and it was so cool. It was, like, a water fire show. It's, like, it was, like, Fantasmic.
So when I watched you play at the hub, seemed like it was at nighttime. Is it always dark there, or is it just what I saw?
Like, typically, whenever there's holidays, too, sometimes they have, like, shows for, like, holiday, and it runs every, like, 2 hours.
Okay.
And there's, like, Christmas shows, Halloween shows, and all other stuff. And so, yeah.
And you don't have to be Club 33 to see it, though.
No, you don't. It's none of the stuff you really need to be Club 33 to see, unless you're, like, previewing a ride. So
did I feel like I watched you do, like, get in line for a ride, and you were able to use, like, the fast pass line.
Yeah, also, that's another cool thing. Lightning Lane. So, not all rides have Lightning Lane for, like, Club 33, but most of them you can just cut through in Club 33, and it saves you about, like, 10 seconds, but, like, who cares?
It's not like the real waiting in line at the real parks, as far as the wait time.
But it does save you enough seconds to satisfy you.
Well, yeah, your generation, I guess all of us are
impatient. Because
yeah.
Back in the day, songs were like 20 minutes, and nowadays they're like
2 minutes. Yeah,
30 seconds.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Dinosaur, you were talking about that. But did you want to talk more about the hub, or
let's keep talking about the hub?
Okay.
So there's like a Club 33 lounge. It's pretty cool. You get a balcony view, and there's like detail. I bet you I've never seen the inside of Club 33 lounges. But I think they probably have, and because like it seems like it's like really deluxe, like it has like wine and stuff, all that expensive stuff, and like restaurants,
yeah,
and like posters and stuff too of like new rides.
So wait, pictures. You can actually see inside the lounge there?
Well, you can't. I'm not sure if that's what it actually is, but it seems like the type of thing that Club 33 would have. So
they try to imitate what they think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. They probably actually know, because I bet you there's probably pictures online.
Yeah, I've known a few people that have actually gone to Club 33, and they have some pretty strict rules about, like, you can't take video and this or that or whatever, but maybe you can take pictures, but not videos. Anyway.
And so then there's also, so like I said, there was a water show for the New Year's show. And the funny thing about the New Year's show, too, they only played, like, 5 times. So, did you get to see it? No.
I think I missed it. I remember sitting there waiting for it, and there was something, we were off with the timing. Because I think they tell you stuff in different time zones, and that can be confusing, right?
Yeah, I think that was the reason why, because I think they're Eastern time.
Right, because that's probably where...
Probably, like, Southern.
I mean, these people that are building these things have to go to the parks a lot to be able to know how to do it. So some of them probably actually live in Orlando, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I actually assume. And like whenever they do, also for the New Year stuff, there's even sometimes competitions where you can win Robux. I almost did once. I was really close.
Oh, man.
But then my game crashed.
Of course.
At the worst time.
That's rough. So why don't you, before we keep going with this, like, tell other people just maybe typical Roblox games that you like, and then why you were interested in trying this one out.
So I don't really play Roblox as frequently as I used to, like, when I was younger. Because it's more of, like, the younger kids' games, but, like, I was looking for a new game because I was kind of getting bored of my other games, because I used to play, like, racing games and stuff.
Like
and
car
some,
racing? Or?
Yeah. Okay. And some of those just got boring, and, like, the Robux, like, if you wanted to buy something, the Robux was, like, 4,000 Robux. Which, if you know how much 4,000 Robux is, that's, like, $60 IRL.
Okay. Okay.
If you don't know what IRL is, it means in real life.
Okay.
And so, yeah. And okay. I was just looking for a new game, and I just searched up Disney because I'm like, I haven't really been to Disney in a while, which it was like 10 months, which is a while for me.
For our family, yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I was just looking for a new game. And I was just looking at a bunch of other games that had like more people, and they were as fun. And then I stumbled upon this one.
Yeah.
I'm like, it looks pretty cool. And then when I got in, I was like, I was so shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy.
Accurate, yeah.
Like yeah. Everything was detailed to detail.
Yeah.
There's even like pre-shows and rides.
Too. Right, yes.
And it's really hard to animate Roblox characters. Sorry, all my fellow Canadians. But I think they it was just incredible. Yeah. I was so shocked.
So how long ago did you find it? Do you remember?
I think it was honestly maybe a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And then I stopped playing Roblox for a while because...
just not interesting.
Yeah, I used to like hang out. I was hanging out with my friends a lot, and I was also playing like Fortnite.
Yeah.
Fortnite sucks, just FYI.
I mean, we could talk about Fortnite and Disney. No. They have some overlap. And then the other thing I was going to say was Minecraft. You've built your own, like, Minecraft Avengers land.
But
so
the stuff's
we're, I know we're focused on Roblox.
Let's save that for another
okay, episode. Right. We'll just tease people about all this other stuff.
Yeah, that's a teaser.
Okay.
So
should we tell them to like, subscribe, and comment or whatever right now?
So today, guys, I built a super cool Minecraft Avengers Land. I'm gonna show it to Disney. Please like and subscribe, or this spider will be in your head in the next 2 seconds.
Goodness. Sorry, that's just... welcome to your world. You see that kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so let's...
back.
I want to talk about, if that's okay, let's talk about, like you said, it's hard to animate Roblox characters, but like I was just shocked. I'm just thinking of doing Rock and Roller Coaster. I remember,
yeah,
like right. you're literally walking the whole queue, which is very
identical.
Accurate. Yeah,
and they even have like Tower of Terror. Well, Tower of Terror is a ride, but they also have Tower of the Terror in the background. You can't really walk to it from Rock and Roller Coaster, but they have Tower of Terror in the background. I
so
think it's
so accurate because
cool.
Yeah. They're right by each other and like our IRL.
Yeah,
did I use that
IRL.
Right?
IRL.
Okay.
IRL, yeah, guys. I'm Sigma, if y'all can.
Okay, keep going. So, but on Rock and Roller Coaster, you can see Tower Chair in the background. You walk the whole queue.
Yeah, and also...
with your Mickey backpack on.
Yeah, and so what I think is so cool, whenever you join... So, you know sometimes whenever you go on Rock and Roller Coaster and there's posters... and sometimes you find your name.
Yeah, it's pretty
your
awesome.
Name is there every time, and it's so cool.
Is that because you're Club 33, or is that...
No, I think, like, whenever I wasn't Club 33, that still happened to me.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
That's nice.
I think also the problem, I think they most don't really want you to buy Club 33 unless you're 13 or... because I was struggling getting the name tag for Club 33. Like, it wouldn't work.
What do you mean? What's the name tag? What does that mean?
Well, like, it gives you, like, a role, if you know what a role is.
Okay.
It gives you that as, like, it shows that you're a Club 33 member. And I didn't get that, and I had to talk to the manager of the game, because there's only, like, two servers, typically, because it's a very unpopular game. I don't know why, but, so... and there's typically only like 20 people playing at once, so it's kind of sad, but...
well, who knows? Maybe after this episode, it'll get more people playing.
Yeah, like, you're welcome.
Okay, so tell me, so we're talking about the posters. Yeah, you're welcome. Talking about the posters, and actually you walk, you know, you see the pre-show with Aerosmith.
And the best part about it, too, is the Club 33 doesn't cut you off and put 60 people at once, and you only get two people to go. So, like, if you've ever been to Rock and Roller Coaster... and you're not Club 33 and you're just in the standby queue, and you get to the part where they join each other for the pre-show.
Yeah.
There's like 60 Club 33 members just going ahead of you. and then whenever it comes to standby, four people go.
Oh, goodness.
Well, and
good for you.
But the good part about this is the fast pass doesn't really work in that. The fast pass wouldn't really change much.
Not much, yeah.
Yeah, because it's only... the fast pass IRL...
yeah.
It's a lot faster because they get to go more because they actually like paid for it for Genie, not Genie Plus.
What's it called now? Lightning Lane Multipass. Yeah.
Five-letter word multipass.
Okay.
That's fine.
Acronym. So anyway, let's talk. So we made it through the pre-show, the fast pass and the regular line, all that stuff. But then, like, you're just, it looks, you hear, identical. Like, all the same noises.
Aerosmith,
it
everything.
Looks the same. Yeah.
And, like, the alleyways, identical. Like, yeah. If you counted the leaves in the alleyway, and it's, then you count the leaves in the game, I bet you it would be the same.
All the same.
Like, yeah. it's so crazy, the attention to detail. And they even have, like, the pathway. And then when you're... And then whenever your limo gets here, it's, and you get to like be in like first person and you get to like actually experience it.
And it feels a little, you know, like you said, it was 10 months since you'd gone. Like you feel a little bit afterwards like, man, I feel like I just rode Rock and Roller Coaster.
I mean, like you don't feel like the G's.
Yeah. You don't, you don't feel the
actual like,
but it's just the experience. So like, yeah.
Yeah. And I think they don't get enough credit for their work, honestly. Yeah. So, if you have any kids, just tell them to go play that game if they like Disney. Yeah. They don't. You don't have to, but like if they like Disney,
they would enjoy that.
They would enjoy that. Yeah.
Okay. So, anything else about Rock and Roller Coaster? I mean, like you get off the ride.
The ride is the exact same too. Like you do the loop, everything. Like,
it has the same like the donut
Hollywood
thing.
Donuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like the VIP Honda Civic Center. Like the parking garage.
Yeah.
And they even have the posters on the wall whenever you exit. And then when you get out to like the backstage pass area thing, like everything is identical.
It's like where the pictures are, like on ride pictures. You can see that.
You can even see your own picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they have your picture. You can't really scan it, sadly, but like
you can
that
still
would be
see
cool.
It.
But you get to see your own picture on the ride.
And then you go through the gift shop and you leave, right?
Yeah, and there's a gift shop for like even like Rock and Roller Coaster t-shirts and stuff. And then when you get out, you're so shocked. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so good.
It's just like, oh my god. Okay.
And so let's save the like all the shows for last. So going on to Hollywood Studios, staying at Hollywood Studios, there's a Tower of Terror. Same thing.
Yeah.
Everything is identical.
The pre-show.
Pre-show has like the same voice line, stuff like that.
Yeah, they must have someone that goes in and records that or something. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Or maybe they found a video of it online or something.
I don't know. Or honestly, they might even just like get like an AI voice or something to do that.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. But it's pretty cool.
It's pretty
and
accurate.
Like the queue is the same thing. Like the queue is as long as it normally
is. So would you recommend it if like a kid is going to Disney World for the first time? Would you recommend that they do this just to maybe get an idea of if it's too scary for them or...
I mean, you can't really experience it. You experience it, but you can't really, like, feel.
Yeah, the drop.
So, I mean, yeah, it would help, but, like, it's not gonna... But I think it's just really cool.
Okay.
For all my Disney lovers out there.
Okay.
Or, like, if you're gone for your first time.
What else is available? Make sure you stay right by the mic. What else is available at Hollywood Studios?
There's Fantasmic. I'm not gonna talk about that yet.
Oh, that's a show. What are the rides? Is there any other rides?
I think that's it. But I think they're also working on something else. Also, they are working on Guardians of the Galaxy for Epcot.
Ooh.
And I've seen pictures from the Discord server. I think it's gonna be awesome. So
okay.
That's just a sneak peek.
All right. So what? Let's go to Animal Kingdom real fast. They don't have Everest there, do they?
No, I think that would be something cool. They only have dinosaur there. And Magic Kingdom has the most rides.
Okay, what do they have?
Well, that's
Magic?
Probably because it's most iconic. But let's talk about dinosaurs.
Okay.
So recently I got to do a Club 33 preview for dinosaurs.
Okay.
And for dinosaurs, we got to, like, there's so much cast members there too because, like, they had to help. Because it was Club 33, like, previews.
Yeah.
And there's normally not that many cast members ever working on rides.
Okay.
Or, like, helping. And they even
have
like,
to
script.
Tell me something. Like, are cast members actual other players out
yes,
there?
Yes, they actually
okay.
are.
Okay.
And you have to be 13 and older to sign up. You can actually be a cast member, but you have to be at least 13.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you've already hit that road block. See what I did there for road blocks?
Ha, ha, ha.
People had to cover their ears for that one. All right. So, anyway, so there's a lot of cast members that were helping. And their cast members are actual players.
Yeah, they're actual players. And they get their own, like, outfits, too.
Oh,
damn. I think it's so cool. And, like, even, like, outside of the ride, it's identical for dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, if you're in the Discord server, there's, like, trailers for rides. Like, I showed you, like, the dinosaurs trailer, right?
What do you mean trailer? Like, oh, like a preview of
what? Yeah,
okay. All right.
As a video.
Uh-huh.
And they even have a pre-show there, too. The pre-show is, like, the exact same. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It also takes long. Like, yeah. Pretty long.
I remember you just standing by the door waiting for it to open after...
And then when we were in there, it took, like, 60 seconds for it to start. But that's besides the point. It's still incredible. Attention to detail. And even everything, like, for, like, whenever they're talking about fossils and stuff... And, like, there's, like, fossils, and they have, like, one in, like, a case, and they have, like, the name for it or whatever.
Yeah.
Femur.
Yeah. The name of the bone, yeah.
Yeah. And the words are the exact same.
That's awesome.
I think it's incredible.
Yeah, that is a lot of work to...
And then after you go to the pre-show, you go to the lab, right? Isn't, like, the lab or something? I don't know.
You have to go... Yeah.
It's like a lab.
And then we got to go downstairs and get in the vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. And then you get in your
buggy
thing. Time traveling machine.
Yeah.
Back to the Future era.
Yeah.
How do you go back to the future? You're going back and then you're going forward.
Well, the name of the movie was because they did go on a time machine and they went to the past. And so they had to get them back to the future. Back to where they were.
Back to the present, you mean. Yes. Not the future.
Well,
whatever. Anyway. yeah.
All right. So let's see. Animal Kingdom, they don't have Flight of Passage. They don't have Safari.
That's too much work. Flight of Passage. And that's the first ride at the Animal Kingdom.
Was Dinosaur?
Yeah.
Just recently. Wow.
And all right. So let's go to Magic Kingdom. So I'm just saying, all right. So there's Big Thunder Mountain, Haunted Mansion. There's no space. I feel like they should have a Space Mountain. There's Mad Teacups. I'm trying to think.
Dumbo. There's no Dumbo.
Yeah, there's the Barnstormer.
Barnstormer.
That's the four. And then there's one more show, which is Happily Ever. It's coming soon. It's not there.
Oh my goodness. Dad's friend, Dak. Saving. My friend, Dak, too, is going to be so excited for Happily Ever After. But the other. What's that?
Does he listen to this one?
Yeah, he'll listen. He usually does. But I was going to say with Big Thunder Mountain, that's kind of a big deal because it's been shut down since January. It's probably going to be shut down for the rest of the year. So
yeah,
if someone really
said,
is
right?
sad and missing that ride, they should do this.
Roblox.
That's right.
Yeah. And like so let's talk about Big Thunder Mountain. Everything's the same. Sadly, you know, like those like dynamite machines.
Yeah,
like,
at Disneyland.
Yeah, that you can like,
Oh, you mean in the queue?
Yeah.
Dynamite. Okay.
And sadly, it don't work, but it's still cool.
Yeah.
And the queue's a little different. Like you know the part where,
You're inside or outside the queue?
Inside the queue.
Okay.
Just a little bit of it is different, but still, like, you know, like, that billboard with, like, bounties and stuff?
Uh-huh.
It's the same.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. And then you go down the stairs, and you feel just like you're inside the ride. It's so cool.
If Dad were here, he would talk about how people have bad body odor when you go down that ramp. Because remember, you're all trapped in that little spot when we all go down those ramps.
Yeah, and those ramps, like...
But you don't smell anything bad on this game, right?
No, you can't smell. You can't smell the game.
That's right.
Smell my monitor real quick.
Anyway, all right. So it does. It feels like you're
the
on the
ride. The exact same.
Same train.
Luckily,
Did they do the wildest ride in the wilderness?
Like, whenever you're in rides, they're like, they even have the Spanish.
Oh.
And they have the English.
Safety.
For safety on,
stuff.
Like, every ride.
Wow.
Even for, like, Mad Teacup.
That's awesome.
And, what else was there? Yeah, the good thing for your ears, you don't have to hear 1,000 screaming bats in your ear like the ride does.
When you go
at
the beginning.
That's the good part of it. It's a little loud. Not that loud.
Okay. All right.
And then it's just, there's even the goat.
Oh, Dad always yells about the goat.
When the other co-host that's not here, he always yells, "Goat!"
A.K.A. Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He loves to yell "goat" every time he sees that on that ride.
He thinks it's funny, and I think it's kind of funny also. And so over to Mad Key Cup. This won't take long because it's only it's.
I think
this,
it's called the Mad Tea Party.
Yeah, Mad Tea Cup.
We every people call same it the teacups, but yeah,
same. It's the same thing. Okay,
we know what we're talking. You're talking about. Yeah.
So, like, you can even spin your thing as fast as you want, and I have an auto clicker. If you don't know what that is, it auto clicks for you, and you can set how fast it is. I set it to 0 milliseconds, so I was like. Like, if you have motion sickness, you will not feel good after that.
Even just doing it on the game.
Yeah, like, you go really fast.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah, the like I said, the safety's there, too. And then for, what should I do next? Haunted Mansion or Barnstorming?
Let's do Haunted Mansion.
All right, so Haunted Mansion. So, the weird thing about Haunted Mansion is, so another Roblox, like, group made that ride, but like WED Imagineering got permission to use that ride in their game because they thought it was so realistic. Because the attention to detail on that ride's also like as incredible as WED Imagineering's.
Wow, rides. Wow, that's cool.
So, yeah, and
do you like that ride in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mentioned.
Besides, quick story. Whenever I was in Disneyland. I had a lollipop in my hand. This was when I was like 9. I had a lollipop in my hand. And you know how like, it's like a ghost will lower the seat bars for you.
I remember this.
And my lollipop stick was like on my knee. And it pushed it down. I was like crying. It was like, because like the whole like.
Stick kind of jabbed into your leg.
Yeah. I think I was bleeding after that. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember bleeding, but I remember that would have hurt really bad.
Yeah. And the lollipop sticks there, like, you know, the rainbow ones?
It's like a big wood stick, yeah.
It's a wood stick, so it's just like, it hurts, but, so, that's besides the point, but.
But you like that ride.
That's the Disneyland one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like that ride. And, like, even on the outside, like, you know, oh, so, there's ghosts. Like, you can see the ghost in, like, the dining room.
Oh, that's neat.
And you can actually see them in, like, the game.
It's got to be hard to make on a game.
I know. It's unreal. I don't know how they do it, but it's pretty cool.
Okay.
And then also you have, yeah, just like, you know the paintings whenever you get your picture taken?
Yeah.
It takes it there. And also, the you know, like, the pictures, how, like, they... Lightning strikes.
Yeah.
And, like, you can see, like, a skeleton or, like...
Yeah.
Scary cat lady.
Yeah, yeah.
I get nightmares about that thing.
Oh, okay.
I think scary. Oh, also, you know that, like...
Your parents have been taking you to Disney World forever, and now... And you've just been having nightmares. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I used to. Not anymore.
Okay.
But, also, that long hallway, I get nightmares about that one, too.
That's funny.
That was the worst one, because I'm like... Oh, crap.
That's funny.
And, like, even, like, in the graveyard, even there's skeletons there. And also, you know, like, the song that plays? It's in there, too.
Oh, yeah, when they're out in the graveyard.
Yeah, and also, the attic. Oh, that's the worst part. Oh, that part scares me. I do not like that attic one bit.
So, is the attic or the hallway more scary?
Attic.
Okay.
That
crazy bride keeps cutting off her husband's head.
I always thought it was the husband put poison. Because I remember. I don't know. I might be thinking wrong. But then, what else do we got? We got...
Anything else?
Also, whenever, like, you know the mirrors when you're about to end the ride?
Yeah.
That's also... There's like a ghost that's right next
to
you.
Yeah, the hitchhiking ghost that are trying to get in.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, also, what's that one? Matilda or something? And like the glass ball?
Oh, no.
Matilda? Matilda.
Madame Leota.
I knew it started with the M.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. She's in there too.
She's not looking the greatest, but it's kind of hard to replicate.
I do remember going on this one with you, and I was like, yeah, that didn't look really like her, but...
It's Roblox. It's fine. And they put like an actual Roblox head in it, so I think that's why.
Yeah, probably. I mean, everything's square, right?
And at the end, when the bride is like, hurry back, it's the same thing. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And then when you leave the ride, you know there's like a headless horseman.
Yeah, and on the hearse.
Chariot.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's there too.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do the last one at Magic Kingdom. That's
Barnstormer.
Yeah.
Well, that's the last ride. And then we only have one more after that, which is Soarin'. I don't think we've ever even mentioned that.
Actually. No, we haven't. Okay.
So for Barnstormer, it's for, so you know that catapult in the queue? The catapult part in the queue, whenever you, whenever like stunt, isn't he like a stunt man?
Yeah, he's a stunt man. Yeah.
And whenever he does like the trick out of the cannon, and you just go straight through the trampoline.
Yeah.
That's there. It's pretty funny.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
And when you're on the ride too, they have Goofy as the, like, he's talking whenever for the safety stuff too.
Well, and I would say I remember doing this ride too, on Roblox, and the ground even looks like the ground that's over in Fantasyland. You know, like it looks like there's peanuts and, you know, it looks like a circus.
Yeah, floor. And they have like the circus area. You can't tents. They have the circus tents, but you can't go in it.
Yeah, and you can't.
I think they're eventually probably going to add something.
Yeah,
else there.
Can't remember if you can see Dumbo in the background. Probably not.
No, because Dumbo wouldn't be moving, and that would kind of be lame.
Yeah,
but it's fine. Okay. And so the ride's identical. Like when you go through whatever, like ATC tower. It's not the thing you go through at the beginning.
I can't remember that.
It's like that red white thing.
Oh,
I'm sure call it an ATC tower.
All right.
In like even the billboard you go through is like identical, and then the brakes are like boom.
Yeah,
and you just slam on the brakes and like you almost bash your head into someone in front of you. But
so it's very accurate.
Accurate, and then like the exit queue is the same thing too.
Yeah, yeah,
and. So I think that's pretty cool. Heading over to Soarin'.
So we're in Epcot now. So you have to go back. Let's say you did Barnstormer. Then you have to go back to the hub. And then you can go to Soarin'. Is that right?
There's like a button on like the bottom right corner where it says, or it's like a, currently I'm in sixth grade and we have like these greater than, less than, and greater than or equal to symbols and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a greater than symbol, I think. And it goes back to the hub. Okay. I think it's supposed to be an arrow. I should call you a greater than symbol.
It's fine.
It says return to the hub.
And so,
for your information.
So that you go to the hub, and then the hub, you can say, hey, I want to go to Epcot.
Well, you don't say, hey, I want to go to Epcot.
Well, I mean, don't you
can
stand
walk
in front
over there.
Are you standing in front of Epcot, or are you standing in front of Soarin'?
Well, like Epcot, there's a whole Epcot. Oh, so in the hub, too. There's like the front of like the park whenever you go there for like Hollywood Studios, there's the Great Movie Ride. Well, Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway at the front, well, at like the back of where you go on the rides, where you pick your ride.
Oh, okay.
And then there's like Hollywood Studios, like Tower of Terror for Hollywood Studios, and then for Epcot, there's the giant golf ball.
Oh, yeah, Spaceship Earth, yeah,
same thing. And then also, there's for Magic Kingdom. You guessed it. The Tron!
Cat. Are you kidding? You can see
no.
Tron? Oh.
No. It's the I castle. Just did that as a joke. Oh, okay. But yes, it's the castle. And then for Animal Kingdom, it's Mount Everest. I'm joking. It's Everest.
It's the tree of life.
And then, yeah, the tree log. That's what I was thinking. Isn't there like 200 carvings in that thing or something? I know it's not real wood, but like.
Yeah. Of animals.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you're saying we're at the hub, and the hub is going to take us to Epcot. And so we're going to look. It's going to look like you're going to see Spaceship Earth when you get to Epcot. And then you get to Epcot, and then you can pick Soarin'.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So tell us about Soarin'.
So Soarin', it's very laggy because you can't really. It's kind of Roblox, and Roblox is not known for having the greatest quality things. But it's still incredible how you can see, like, the whole ride itself, like the ride, you can see like the whole screen, and like even your I'm just gonna call it thing, flying machine.
Yeah, thingy. Your glider.
Your glider.
Whatever.
And that thing even moves up, down, up and down.
Why can't they do Avatar then? If they were able to do Flight or Soarin', you know,
like
I mean?
I think
maybe they will.
Yeah, but like you realize how long Avatar would take way longer.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with that. Okay, so anyway, with Soarin', you actually I can see the video.
Yeah, but you can see the video, and like they even have the pre-show with the.
Oh.
Do y'all know who Kronk is?
Yeah.
Because if y'all know who Kronk is, he's from like. Whatever that
Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
Emperor's New Groove. Yeah.
Emperor's New Groove. He's in one and two. He's in both movies. And Kronk is the guy who's your flight captain, I think.
Yeah.
And he gives you a safety manual and stuff. And
tells like, you to take off your ears.
Yeah, take off your Mickey ears and put them under. And if your kid's like under the yellow line,
they gotta have the middle strap.
Yeah. And it's pretty cool. And then the video quality, it's honestly not that bad. It's bad, but like it's good enough to where you can actually.
You were surprised how good it was.
You can tell that it's actually like you can tell where you are. Like you can tell if you're in the Bahamas. Sad you can't smell the Bahamas. That's the best part of the ride.
But you can see the Eiffel Tower and stuff.
Yeah, and you can see like the Epcot sphere.
All right. Thing. So let's kind of wrap things up. So right now, if I was to say, "Hey, go get on there," like, what ride would you want to do right now?
Currently, I would either want to do Dinosaurs, Rock and Roller Coaster. Oh, we forgot to talk about the shows.
We'll do the shows, but just tell me which ride.
Right now, if I were to do any ride, it would be Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, or Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs open to the public, but you got to do a Club 33 preview.
Okay. All right, well, let's finish up with the shows. So how many shows are there?
So there are two right now that are in service, and one is Happily Ever After. They're bringing it back. They originally had it, and it was only for a limited time.
Interesting.
I was going to show that to you, but then you left, and I forgot that. And then that was the last day, I think.
Oh,
that's
too bad.
It was like the New Year's show.
Oh, okay. So this is a couple months ago.
Yeah, they're bringing it back. But currently they have Harmonious.
Oh.
And they have Fantasmic.
Harmonious, is that the 50th or is that the Epcot?
It's the Epcot. I don't remember. It's 50th and Epcot.
Oh, I was thinking of the one.
That's,
Oh, goodness, my brain.
The new one.
Anyway, we got the Epcot one and we got a Hollywood Studios show.
Yeah, currently. They're working on it.
Tell me some highlights about each.
So, for Fantasmic, I'm sorry, Hollywood Studios. Fantasmic is Hollywood Studios, for your information. But, for Fantasmic, everything's attention to detail. Everything is identical. And for Club 33, too, you get to sit in, like, the front row, which I think is pretty cool.
Yes. That's,
there's a lot of good perks for Club 33,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And so you get to watch the show. And Mickey's over there fighting Medusa.
Something.
Like the squid
girl. I can't remember, maybe.
Whoever that person is. Sorry for all my Little Mermaid fans. I don't remember.
Ursula?
Ursula, yeah, okay. Yeah. I forgot.
You're close. And then, I do have to say this is funny because, you know, the many times we've been to Disney World, you've never actually seen Fantasmic. You saw it, well, you fell asleep, but we've seen it at Disneyland.
I fell asleep. I don't remember that.
When you went at like as a 4-year-old to Disneyland before it started, you fell asleep. On the floor of the ground of the. I mean, anyway, but
I remember falling asleep. I just don't.
So
remember
you feel
show.
Like the Roblox version. You know that Fantasmic.
Well, I've watched
show
the
now.
Video.
Yeah,
but it's like identical to everything.
Okay.
Sorcerer Mickey's fighting off
Ursula.
Ursula.
Yeah.
I almost said Maleficent. I don't know what that is. It sounds like something that the character
it's
would be
the
named.
Villain from Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, that's what it is. And Ursula, she's trying to fight off. And there's even like fire, like animated fire that you can see while you're watching the show. And then like, you know, the boats that come across like the moat.
Uh-huh,
rock area thing.
Yeah.
There's boats with all the characters that come along. And it's so cool that you get to see, like, Sleeping Beauty, Beauty and the Beast, And like, and then you also get to see Minnie, Mickey, Donald, Goofy, and Daisy.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's so cool. It's like identical to the actual show. And I think it's
same
so
music
cool.
And yeah, the audio is probably better than the visual because
the audio is really good. Okay. And they even have like whenever water like shoots up, they have like a projector thing, basically like a projector, like showing
yeah
like the animation.
It's pretty amazing
animation.
I think it's water and they have a projector where it's projecting onto the water. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and then for Harmonious.
So now we're at
Epcot. I have not watched that one yet, but I remember it was pretty good. I assume it's like the exact same because I think I watched it like whenever I first played the game. I think I watched it. It was identical. It's just so crazy.
So you can see like the whole World Showcase area?
Yeah, you can see area, but you're in the front, like where you enter with like the big like garden statue things with the leaves. Those guys. Don't they normally have those things?
Topiaries. Yeah. So you're saying you're watching it
from there.
From there.
And you can see all the other pavilions. You can't actually go.
Spaceship Earth is behind you.
Yeah, you can turn around and see Spaceship Earth.
Okay, but that's where you view the Harmonious show.
Yeah.
With fireworks and all the stuff.
Yeah, I think I remember. It was really good. The music was... Oh, yeah, for every ride there, the music is the exact same.
As if you're
like
there.
Like Rock and Roller Coaster and all the other rides, Tower of Terror. The music is the same. Oh, and the pictures. Most rides have pictures. And, oh, funny thing for Tower of Terror... There's, like, bells at the end in the gift shop. There's, like, a crap ton of bells. You can just ring them. It's so funny.
Oh, how cute.
But I think that's it, honestly. Okay. Oh, also, there's, like, little treats. There's little, like, you know, like, ice cream carts with like, your Olaf popsicle and your Mickey ice cream bar
yeah.
and your ice cream sandwich. You can pick one of those, and you can just, like, eat it like the... You're basically just shoving a ice block down your throat. But
it feels like you're there having ice cream.
Yeah, like, that's my favorite thing there. Hot take. My favorite thing there is the frozen lemonade. Actually, I think we have some cherry limeade. There's.
In the freezer. So,
yeah.
I'm going to go have some
after
this.
I'm going to have some after this, but.
Your throat's probably dry. You've done a lot of, you've described and taken our listeners into the world of Roblox, Disney.
Yeah.
Disney World. I guess there's no Disneyland yet, right?
Yeah, I've searched up Roblox Disneyland. It's horrible. it is not good.
Not worth your time.
Okay. Not worth your time. And then it's just going to be on your continue page.
Well, forever. Just tell us one more time slowly what it's called in case people want to go. So it's Roblox.
So the app is on Roblox. You can get it on mobile, you can get it on your computer, and you can get it on Xbox or PlayStation.
Okay.
And so what you're going to search up is capital W-E-D and then capital I. If you don't know how to spell imagineering, I think it's like I-M-A-G-E-E-R-I-N-G.
Okay.
I might be wrong. I think that's how you spell it.
Yeah. It's like imagination and plus engineering.
And they have Mickey and Minnie right next to each other in like their, what are they called, mascots?
So costumes. That's what you're looking for.
That's what like the front picture is for the game.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I think that's it.
Well, cool. I have to say I'm impressed by how much detail you are able to just share, you know, by talking. And I think it's cool that I know somebody that's part of Club 33 now. Now I'm cool by association.
You're
related to them. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed this. And thank you again, Henry, for whistle while you work with us.
I'm working while I'm whistling.
There you go.
I'm whistle working.
But you guys take care. And maybe in the future, you'll come and tell us more about some of the other stuff that you know.
Yeah, maybe there. I think Guardians is coming out pretty soon. So we might have to talk about that soon.
Okay.
But, oh, also, there's some hidden Mickeys you can find in Big Thunder Mountain. Just FYI, there's like 10 of them.
Okay.
One of them is really obvious. I've only found one. Like, I think it's actually pretty... I'm not quite sure. I might just be blind.
Well, maybe you should try harder.
Yeah. But I think that's it.
Okay. All right, guys. Y'all take care.